Greetings. This is Dan Peeling with As You Wish Talk Radio, broadcasting live from the Big Island. And we've got a little feedback here, but hopefully this is turning out all right. And we've got a real interesting show here. We've had just incredible experiences. Most people know I was supposed to be back home today, and I'm not. I've actually been going from one island to another, meeting with some of the kahunas and a lot of the major healers on the island, and introducing our ET friends to them and allowing them to have contact and experience some of the same things we've been experiencing up on the mountain. And what's really interesting is that we've had just an incredible open arm welcome here in the islands, and the people here are very sensitive, and they feel the same things we're feeling, and we're sharing the same stories, and it's just been awesome. And on that note, hopefully we're hooked up with Nahi, one of the kahunas over on Maui. Nahi, are you with us?
I'm here. Aloha. Aloha, James.
Aloha.
Yeah. Kimo.
Yeah. I can hear you really well. I'm getting a little feedback on my line for some reason, but welcome to the show. Welcome to As You Wish Talk Radio.
Oh, mahalo. Thank you. Thank you so much. It's always nice to have you, be in your presence. And I'm glad that it snowed out that we have to get to keep you for a while longer. And so we're like, yay, James is saying aloha.
Yeah, I think I'm going to make quite a few trips back to Hawaii after the experiences I've had here. And just the warm welcome and the aloha spirit and just everything. It's been amazing.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to talk a little bit about, the traditional work that you've been doing and some of the kahuna tradition, and if you wanted to do a blessing on the air and do one of those beautiful Hawaiian blessings you do, I think it would be awesome.
Okay, it would be my pleasure. Yeah, my kai. All right, we'll start off with a blessing and call in the ancestors and all of them. Okay, so here we go. I'm going to be using both medicines because I'm both Native Hawaiian and Calusa Seminole and Taino Indian, so I'm going to use both my medicines as I call in the ancestors. Anoai, Anoai, meke vina, meke aloha, iako pa kahi apahu, aloha e. Namakua, nakupuna, nakamali, na ke kihana o ke aina, o ke ualani. Aloha e. Aloha e. Aloha mai e. Call upon Father God, Divine Creator, Mother God, Divine Nurturer. We call upon the star brothers and sisters of the stars, the sea gods and goddesses of the sea. We call upon the winged ones, the ones that fly, the four-legged ones, the ones that crawl. We call upon the Aumakua of this land, the guardians of this land. I ila opele'i Hawaii. We call upon Hina, Haumea, Hi'aka, Namaka oke kai, Kane, lono, ku, kanaloa. We call upon the Christ light, Michael the Archangel, and all the heavenly ancestors that are here helping us here on Mother Earth. We ask blessings for each and every one of you, for your children and your children's children, 7 generations into the past and 7 generations into the future. To be blessed with long life, good health, and abundance of all good things. May the wind always be at your back and may there always be food on your table. May the spirit of Aloha and Ohana family dwell in the house of your hearts forever and ever. Amama Amama Uanoa, the prayer is freed. And I send it to you and the wind. All of you. Aho, amene.
Aho.
Aho.
That was beautiful.
Thank you, James. Mahalo.
Oh, mahalo.
Well, we all got blessed now. That's a good feeling. Did you feel the love, James, going over there? Coconut Wireless to Big Island.
Yeah, we're going to switch lines again because we've got a major echo, so we're having some severe technical difficulties. So hang on just a minute. It's just been incredible here. We've been doing ceremony. It's just been phenomenal, the energies we've been experiencing. The lines here are just kind of going crazy. I don't know what's happening. It might be the energy, but we've had intense electrical storms here. And one of the islands where we dropped in on, the power was down, the airports were down, and we were stuck in the airport for a few hours. But hopefully we don't lose our power here, because on this island it's starting to go down as well. But it's quite a phenomenal event here. It seems the energies on the islands right now and the charges and the electrical storms and something really big is happening. And I think it's Mother Nature stepping in and saying enough is enough. So hopefully we can turn these energies around and as a group effort start focusing on the light and the higher consciousness and energy and doing our prayer work and our earth walks and start being kind to each other and the planet. But I think we've got a clear line here now. So Nahi, are you still with us, or we're still trying to reconnect here? The I apologize to be on the show lately, but there's been some very intense work going on here in the islands and with a lot of the people here, and it definitely needed to be done. And everybody's opening up and welcoming these new beings. You can probably hear this energy coming over the line right now. We'll see. Hopefully we can get Nahi back on. And
yes, I'm here.
Oh, you're back.
I'm back.
Okay, great.
Wait, remember Christmas Day?
I can barely hear you, I hope.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's still a little faint.
Oh, okay.
Hopefully they can do something on the other end. I don't know.
Okay, well, I hope you enjoyed the blessing.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It was incredible. I think we blessed the lion so much that they're going on meltdown here.
I understand.
Yeah, technology has a hard time with this energy, it seems. It seems the higher the energy, the more the technology fails, which might be a good thing in the end.
Well, there's been a lot of energy work here on Maui, especially on Kihei side where I live, and we were working together on Christmas Day, and we saw that beautiful cloud out there yonder.
Oh, yeah.
For at least from 8 in the, or 7:30 in the morning till 2:30.
Yeah, the ships definitely came in and made their presence known. It just seems there's a major, it seems like the islands here are the heart center of the planet, and there's just a lot of healing being done on the heart of the planet. And the people here as well are opening their hearts up and holding that energy, for the rest of the planet. So it seems like this would be where, most of the work would be done first and then spread out to the rest of the planet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can barely, are you still with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, did you have, we can talk about a lot of different things.
Okay.
One thing I wanted to tell you, I saw your friend, that went out fishing that day. The we went to the beach afterwards, and I was on the beach, and he came to me, and he,
oh, wow.
Big, smiling face. He was so happy.
Oh,
you know,
thank
so,
you.
He's so, so happy, and he's, you know, he's going to continue to work with you.
Wow, wow. Greatest gift. Right. What a, I just love
yeah.
it. Thank you. Thank you.
And then, you know, a lot of people want to know about Pele. Maybe you could talk a little bit about Pele.
Hmm. Well, she's our fire goddess, and we call her Tutu Pele now. You know, Tutu, as reverence to elder. She's grown up from a young, you know, revengeful kind of, be careful, the wrath of Pele, you know. And, but she came from Tahiti, and she made the voyage through the South Pacific and through the islands and to Hawaii. And she had her, she had a little sister under her arm in this day in an eggshell, and she brought her here so she could have a new way of life and a new, and where they could be free and to help them do whatever it would be to increase the power and of the ancient ones and, you know, and all that we are is here because we believe we come from the stars, the Pleiades, and we are here now and this ancient line of Mu and Lemuria. So I feel we, at that time when she came, she went into the volcano, to Maui, to the heart, and to Haleakala, and she stayed there for a while, and then she said, well, she's going to go travel the other islands. When she went to Big Island, where you are now, James, to Kilauea, where she's now erupting and giving birth to a new island. And so when she got... Hello?
Yeah, can you talk a little louder, like closer to the phone? Yeah, because I can barely hear you, and the equipment seems to be going crazy for some reason.
Okay. So then she landed in Kilauea, and her older sister, and she gave birth to her little sister, Hi'iaka, and she is the healer of the sisters. And Namaka, the older sister, she followed... Pele and went to Maui, went to Haleakala crater, and but when Pele heard that she was there, she was like, no, there's only one fire goddess, and that's me, Pele. So she, you know, told her sister to get out of there, and so her sister said, okay, she went to Big Island and went to Mauna Kea, but Pele didn't like that either. She says, there's one fire goddess, and that's me. And so she, my sister didn't want to make hoo-hoo with her, you know. That's what we see in Hawaii, hoo-hoo, like big troubles and bad vibes, I guess. And so Namaka went, didn't want to argue with her little sister, went into the ocean. And she now, she is the goddess of the sea. And
mm-hmm.
Namaka Oke Kai. So we have our fire goddess and our the ocean goddess. And Neptune is... Like Neptune, he is Kanaloa, the god of the sea. He is Kanaloa. And so we honor the sea. We respect the sea and the wind and all the elements, the fire, the earth. You know, it's so, it's our teachers. They're the elements, but they're our teachers. We listen well. We you know, try to, there's so much talk, you know, there's so much, communication with the elements, and this is how we live. And everything we were taught was like through oral, you know, language. We never had anything written, but maybe for the past, you know, I don't know, just in a dictionary form, only maybe 60, 70 years ago. And so, you know, well, that was, okay, I'm going off from Pele, but Pele, she's very alive, and when we go to Big Island, we give a homage and offerings to our goddess and fruits and flowers. And when, you know, so she, a lot of natives there, when she was erupting, they would try to, you know, if she was on the path of, if they were house or, you know, store or anything was on the path of Pele, they would pray to her, please don't take their business or their home, and they would put a bottle of gin out there, and she would, and she liked gin, so she would go around, she wouldn't take the houses that had gin for her, and so that was like always we, you know, put food or fruits and liquor, gin. And now my uncle says, I said I was going to go to Big Island. I said, Uncle, what should I give to the filly now, you know, an offering? And he says, well, she's grown up, you know, now, and she has a finer taste than her, and you know, and you're going to give her champagne, you know? And I said, whoa, okay, that sounds good because I like champagne as well. So it's we give her champagne, and now she won't take her out. Or anything that you have left.
Does it take her up some lobster and champagne now?
Yeah, champagne. So, you know, this is how we believe, and we pray, we give fruits, and we offer to the gods and the goddesses. And right now, our goddess is really active, and she is talking to us, and she's, and I know you can feel her.
Oh, yeah.
There on Big Island. You know, and if you ever travel the Red Road, ask, you know, your friend Rich to take you to the Red Road, and this is where Tilly walked when she was in, you know, she's in human form. And
now, I noticed the similarity in tradition as far as the Native American traditions and the Hawaiian traditions, and then the Tibetan traditions as well. They're all very similar.
Yes, yes. We chant, and we like the stone, the sounds and the tones of Hawaiian chanting, and it's a vibration, you know, it's a vibration.
Mm-hmm.
Like the word aloha, you know, it's like almost, I guess you would say like om, or, you know, was it Hindu or Tibetan, and aloha. We also sing it in a chanting form as well. It
sounds like toning, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If you do it like toning, it has a beautiful sound to it.
Yeah.
You know, they have a thing in Tibet where they do toning and they find your soul tone.
Ooh.
And when you get your tone right, a lot of power comes in. You really feel the connection.
Wow.
And they go through the vowels, you know, the A, E, I, O, O, U, you know, or the U.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's been quite a journey here. It's you know, with all of us. How'd you like our Star Nation friends?
Yeah. Oh, Kazikel and Balaji. Oh, and Plumeria. I love them. And now I'm calling them in every day as well. When I'm doing my clearing or praying or the work, you know, asking for a guidance or assistance in the healing, and I always call upon, you know, Kazikel, and I just feel the presence always, you know, he just comes really fast, comes in.
Now in your tradition, as far as the Hawaiian tradition, the ancestors actually come from the Pleiades, is that correct?
Yes. We believe so.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, you know, and that's what's interesting is that when you get into the really ancient knowledge, the Atlantis and Lemuria were Pleiadian colonies. And in the Philippines, they also pray to the Pleiades. And, you know, the symbol on the Subaru over in Japan is the Pleiades system, you know. So it's like you go to any ancient culture and they all point towards the stars, and most of them point towards the Pleiades as far as our ancestors.
Yes, the guiding star, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The guiding star from, like, let's say, navigators came from Marquesas. They say that the Hawaiian, you know, they came from the Marquesas, and they were navigators that they came to Hawaii, and then they used the star Arcturus to get them back to Hawaii, because they would always, no matter what day of the year or month, they would always see Arcturus there, guiding them home. Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting how it's all, to me, it's all tied together, you know, like the star nations, you know, the true spiritual teachings and the earth spirits and all of it. To me, it's all just like one big happy family.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, some people keep dividing. You know, it's funny over here, I'm seeing people, and I'm just looking at them, and you see their connections, and they're, like some people look like elves, you know, and you see it right away.
Mm-hmm.
And their energy is totally elfin, you know. It's like, you know, some people carry the energy of masters around with them, and then there's other people that carry the Star Nation, you know, energy with them.
Mm-hmm.
And especially the kids around here are just incredibly lit up. It's amazing.
They're wise. They're very wise children.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had some quite a lot of fun showing a lot of the footage up the mountain of the, you know, the gateways to the inner earth opening and the light spheres coming out and the giant triangle ships and everything at the yoga studio there on Maui. And people were just blown away by it and loved it. And we even got to educate the Department of Defense and NASA as well, who also paid a visit, you know. You know, but we just feel they need love too, you know. They need to understand there are greater powers out there and there are interdimensional beings, and it's really all about love and respect and honoring each other.
Yeah.
Taking care of the planet and each other, and it seems like that's one of their biggest lessons they're starting to learn right now, is that maybe it's time to drop all the war and the aggression and all the other nonsense and start living in harmony with each other.
Yes. You know, in Hawaii, we don't have, you know, diamonds or gold or oil, you know, precious minerals, but we do have aloha.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why a lot of people from around the world come to the islands, you know. A lot of them are not aware of Pele, our fire goddess, or any of our, you know, ancestors. They just come for the spirit of aloha, or the smell of the plumerias, or just the, you know, it's like the air they breathe, and you know, aloha, you know, it's like akua, God within you, lo,
mm-hmm.
comes out to the breath, the ha,
mm-hmm.
and we work with our breath of life a lot here, and we breathe, we teach everyone how to breathe. And maybe that's why we're always hanging loose, you know? You see those signs? Local guy gives you the shaka sign of hang loose, yeah. Hanging loose, you know, just be. And you know, it's not, we're very simple people. We are shorts and shirts and T-shirts and a rubber slipper, you know, and we're cool. That's all we have to wear for the year round, you know?
Yeah, it's great.
We don't need coats like you do and boots.
I noticed the buildings here. It's so funny because from where I come from, you know, your ceiling needs to be about, you know, at least a foot thick, if not thicker, with full of insulation and everything else. And just to survive up there. And here, you know, you just have a metal roof and one layer or whatever. And you hear the rain on the roof and everything, and you're really plugged into the elements, and it you know, it just feels so much open. You know, you feel more connected with nature and the openness of the area here, and you get to eat all the fresh fruit and to, you know, to me, I have to say the most incredible thing for me here is the oceans and just being in the water, how healing that is. Yeah, and that's what I came for. I just knew intuitively I needed to get into some salt water and start swimming. Mm-hmm. And just for my own healing and cleansing. And as soon as the first day I went snorkeling and got out in the water, and I was just letting the waves go over me, and I just felt every wave cleansing me, and I was being thankful and in gratitude. All the fish started surrounding us, and it was a lot of fun, and that was the first thing I did. And the second thing I wanted to do was meet a kahuna, and that was you.
Oh, my God, you're very good. Well, you know, the doors are just opening for you. You know, it's like it's time. It's time that we all get together, perhaps, and that's why they're connecting us, you know. And, and it's great to be alive, you know, and living here. But that's what I usually do with the my Native American Indian chiefs as well. When they come to visit, I pick them up at the airport, straight to the ocean, you know. They need to get blessed by the ocean, and they need to do their blessing for all of us and go in and cleanse. And so this is a ritual. Yeah.
You know, it's just like liquid light. The oceans, when I walked into the ocean, it was so blue and just so clean. I just felt like I was walking into liquid light, and my whole body was just absorbing in it. And, you know, and after, you know, it seemed like every day I had to go down and at least get out into the water for an hour or so and swim. And, you know, it's just amazing what that does for you.
It heals your body, and it pulls out all stuff, and you know, and your emotions, and your mental, and your spiritual. It all combines it, makes it in pono and balance, and letting go, and you know, and receive.
Yeah, I noticed too. If you do it consciously, if you just go out and jump in the ocean and that's it, but if you're connected to the ocean and you do it consciously and you're you allow the ocean to heal you and work with you, it's just, you know, a thousandfold the experience that you get, and just floating out there, and just, I just total surrender and floating. I just, you know, it was amazing.
Yeah.
I haven't gone out. I've seen the dolphins and the whales, but I haven't swam with them yet. That's on my program.
Oh, well, where you are at Big Island, there is a dolphin bay, so, you know, just ask around.
Yeah, we're going to go out and swim with the dolphins and then go up on the mountain and pay homage to Pele. And
all right, good.
And, you know, everybody told me about Pele here. A bunch of people told me about Pele here is that, you know, she makes love to you and then throws you into the volcano, you know. and that's what they told me the first thing, just messing around. And so the first night here, I got here, and I just was doing clearings after clearings after clearings. A lot of people showed up and just, you know, for healing and clearings on other levels. And then the next night, you know, Pele showed up, and she, I was in meditation, and she just appeared right in front of me, and beautiful. Her face was very young-looking, and she had the long white hair, you know, kind of, and her eyes were just lit. Were light coming out of her eyes, and she was smiling, you know, and I went, uh-oh, you know, I'm in trouble now, you know, but, you know, because of what everybody else said, but, you know, my experience with her, she was just beautiful, and just very, very high, you know, highly evolved spiritual being, very beautiful, and I know if we greet whatever we greet these beings, the consciousness that we greet them with, and I just, you know, sent her love and told her she was beautiful, and she smiled, you know, and nodded at me and then vanished. And what I got is that she was very appreciative. She was very thankful for the work I was doing there and coming, and I was, you know, very honored by that.
Yeah.
That experience.
Yes, she was. She was showing her aloha.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She honored you. Yeah.
But I didn't get thrown in the volcano anyway.
No, you didn't. We're not going to sacrifice you yet.
I didn't get to make love either, so so I guess I'm okay.
You're a virgin, aren't you?
Yeah.
Next lifetime.
So
you enjoying yourself on Big Island, eh?
Oh, yeah. So far, I'm actually doing an intensive, a week-long intensive, and learning Kunlun.
Yes.
Which is the one of the ancient arts. You know, it's like Qigong, and a lot of people are aware of Qigong. It's very similar, but I'm here now, and there's a website, people want to check into that, Kunlun Bliss. They can check out into that when the next workshops are. And next week we're going to have them on the show and
Oh, good.
Talk about some of those practices. You know, if people wanted to get a hold of you, how could they get a hold of you if they were coming to Hawaii or if they mm-hmm. wanted a blessing or any of the healing work?
Oh, yeah. Or if they want to get married, I do weddings, Hawaiian style.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Or Lomi Lomi, you know, healing massage.
Yeah. You know, before you give your website out, I'll have to say the Lomi Lomi that you did on me was phenomenal. Just the healing was incredible, and you know, as soon as I met you, I knew you were a spirit sister, and you know, I was going, woo-hoo, you know, I definitely got off the table. I felt
we're part of this family.
I felt incredible, and I've got a lot of ancient stuff pulled out of me that didn't need to be there anymore.
Yes.
You know, so I highly recommend Lomi Lomi and anything else you want to do. You know, with people, any kind of blessing work or healing work, or and how would they get a hold of you if they wanted to come to the island? Or now you'll be traveling a little bit. I don't know if you'll.
Yeah, I do travel. You know, I do travel. I travel through the islands, California, Wisconsin. I do workshops there, and in New Zealand, Japan, and Europe. With the changing times right now, Spirit tells me I have to wait when to move. And it's like, I don't know if I want people to come to me now, to Maui. Mm-hmm. I think it would be more, you know, come to Maui and see the beauty and the paradise.
Yeah.
And the mana. And, you know, that it's hard to take that energy, but I do. I try to bring the aloha all over the world
mm-hmm.
to open their hearts, you know, to... you know, their own true self.
Yeah.
I have a website, James. I have a website.
Mm-hmm.
It's www.nahi-aloha.com. Or my email is simple, nahialoha, N-A-H-I. aloha@yahoo.com. Yeah, and it's easier for me to reach me through the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got we'll put those up on the website, and you know, so people can go to the As You Wish Talk Radio website and connect with you and get that information.
Like, very good.
Mahalo. Which will make it nice, but I highly recommend any time whatsoever that you can spend with Nahi, come to Maui, take her out to dinner, throw a lot of flowers, a lot of money at her.
Yeah, I'll take you to all the local places.
Yeah, the high spirit
dining, I can take you there too. Or some sushi.
Yeah.
Now that's good. We got some fresh fish here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I love
Yeah, come and build her a big retreat center and buy her a new Tundra.
Yeah, Toyota Tacoma.
Yeah, there you go. I know that was on your wish list
right,
there.
4-door AC.
So she can get up and down from the temple.
Yes.
That's one of the things we all want to do here. We've met with Tibetan masters. We've met with a lot of different very high teachers here. And all of us agree it's time to, you know, go up to some high ground and build a beautiful temple.
Yeah.
You know, eclectic temple with the, you know, and anchor in the spirit of Hawaii, but also, you know, have a place that other people can teach and share in their own healing practices.
All indigenous people or eclectic people, doesn't have to be, everybody's indigenous from their land. If they
mm-hmm.
just bring that shaman or that spirit, that mana, the wisdom of the ancient ones to our table, wow.
So. Yeah, I think eventually, you know, people are going to realize that we all came from the same source and we all return to the same source.
Yeah.
And these are just multicolored earth suits we're all jumping into for the experience.
We're rainbow people.
we forget we're a spirit and a body and get into the competition that comes with thinking you're just a body. You know.
Yes, I understand.
Yeah, and it's time to start, you know, coming back to the one family again.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's what seems like what's happening. I noticed when I came to the island, everybody just kind of started coming together and dropping a lot of old wounds, you know, and old judgments and experiences that happened in the past and uniting and coming back together again.
Well, yes, you know, there's something about the islands and something about Maui as well. When people come here, they have a broken heart or a wounded, you know, some wounded place in their spirit. It makes Maui, she's not as gentle as she looks, and she makes you face yourself.
Yeah.
And you have to unload, let go, and ho'oponopono, you know, forgive.
Yeah.
And ask for forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
So this is also the kind of work that I do. And
I wish I met you when I was 19. I came over here when I was 19 years old. And I just broke up with a woman I was deeply in love with, and it just wasn't happening. I just broke up, and my parents were coming over here for their second honeymoon. So they said, "Do you want to come?" And I said, "Yeah, sure." You know, so they took me on all these romantic cruises, and everybody's hugging and kissing. And I was just going. It was the biggest initiation I've ever gone through. Of course. far as torture, you know, and you know, on the glass bottom boat, you know, I was sitting there looking down at all the beautiful water and everything, and I said, maybe I'll just jump in, you know.
Maybe I'll just end it here right now.
And it was very good, you know, it was a very good, because, you know, after I got through with the pity party, you know, the poor me and being upset and everything, the energy just started coming in, it started transforming me, and I said, you know, I'm not going to live in the past.
Yeah.
Anymore, and it's time to move forward. And as soon as I put that into my mind, I met two beautiful women, and they were very loving and very supporting. And I started getting into the spirit, you know, and went out and listened to some really good wine music, and things just turned around. I came back just feeling like a new person.
Wonderful. That's what it does.
Yeah.
When you're ready to, you know, to let it go and know and believe that it's all good.
You know, and at 19, I was just totally in social consciousness. I didn't have a clue what was going on, you know, as far as you know, a lot of the other aspects of what happens here. But definitely felt it eventually. You can't get away from it. And you got to surrender to love. You know, you can't do the pity party forever.
Yes, it's more better.
Yeah. Now I just love everybody and say as you wish and let things go where they need to go and not attach to the outcome.
Right. I have in my healing room, I have, you know, it's just the simple words, love everybody, heal everybody. And, you know, healing can just be like, you know, smile. And at another person, you know, young or old, you know, even an animal, you know, and the trees, you know, hug the trees. They're all have spirit. Our stones have spirit, you know. Our pohaku, we believe that everything has a spirit. So we're very, you know, we talk to them. We talk to the trees. We talk to the stones, and you should see our avocados are really big, you know. Now. When auntie and uncle water, they sing and they chant or they pray with the, you know, tarot, the roots and stuff. And, oh, boy, the fruits get really big because they have their conversation together.
Yeah, it's very, you know, similar. And Native American the same way, you know, they sing to the corn. And the ones that are out there, you know, talking to the corn and singing and praying to the corn, their corn, you know, just grows incredibly well, it's bigger, it's healthier and everything, and you look at another garden where somebody just threw it in and added all kinds of fertilizer and everything, nothing happened. You know, the corn is very small. And I've done experiments with that where I had one field where I you know, meditated in the middle of it and I gave thanks every, you know, in the morning to it, and, you know, and just visualized it growing as healthy and got in that gratitude state. And I didn't put near the fertilizer I did on the other patch, and it grew to be 9 feet tall up there in Trout Lake, you know, which is unheard of because we're up high and it's really cold. And the other corn, you know, grew about knee high, you know.
Oh, my goodness. You see? Mm-hmm. Oh, it's love energy. It's aloha.
Oh yeah. Yeah, we've gotten so far away from that. I think, you know, that's one of the reasons why there's so much sickness going around, is because we've forgotten to, you know, be in that state of gratitude and bless the food and work with it, and we're eating all this processed food that's just dead now. There's no energy in it, and there's no, you know, energy in us anymore, because we're not aligning with the spirit energies, and you know, this, you know, disease is the consequence of that. You know, dis-ease, you're out of ease, you know.
Yes, yes.
You're not flowing, you know, with
the... The river's not flowing inside of you.
Yeah.
You know, when there's a block or a pain in your body, we always say, well, we got to lomi-lomi and try to get that blockage out, because the river isn't flowing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when, you know, then we get, our energy run down, we get a dis-ease in the body, and we got, what's that, swollen, you know, knees are swollen, whatever, elbows, and that's why we eat well, we eat closest to the earth, we sit on the earth, we sit on Mother Earth, we use our hands to grow things with,
mm-hmm.
And beauty, and music, sound, and laughter, and just, you know, like, we hold hands a lot, we hug a lot. We're very passionate people,
mm-hmm.
and we inhale each other's. We give the honey honey, we call the nose kiss, but it's really breathing in the essence of the greatest gift that we have is the breath of life,
mm-hmm.
and that's our mana. So when sometimes we choose not to, and we sometimes we do choose to who we would like to share our breath with, and
mm-hmm.
it's not everyone. But when you come into the elders and kahunas, and it's like, yeah, you want to share their bread because they got some good stuff there.
Oh, yeah.
Mojo going, you know. And, yeah, this is how we greet each other. And we
mm-hmm.
usually do like a three.
Yeah, I love that, the greeting, you know, where you put the foreheads together and what you breathe three times.
Yes. Together, yeah. Our hearts and our breathing together.
Mm-hmm. And you stay in spirit for what, you know, two, three breaths,
yeah.
and then you know each other.
Yeah. Then you know each other.
Uh-huh.
You see the light. You see the light. Yeah. You feel the light. You breathe the light.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is, and most of Polynesians, we know, our cousins, we call our cousins, the Maori people in Aotearoa, New Zealand. This is how we also greet each other as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like I guess aloha means hello and goodbye together, right?
It's a greeting. Yes, it's a greeting. It's a greeting of hello and goodbye, but it also means love.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I aloha you. I aloha, you know, all that you represent and all the ones that you walk with and the ones that walk with you. I aloha them.
Aloha spirit.
Yes.
I like it. Well, you know, we're doing a little hand thing here, and thanks for the aloha, bro. You know, it's like,
yeah, yeah.
And, you know, it really opens doors, you know, people smile. And
yeah.
And I noticed here on the islands, you know, there's a lot of, just like everywhere else, every other indigenous race was, you know, pretty much taken over by, you know, big money and whatever, and you know, that where the land was not really to be owned, it was to be shared and honored as sacred, and that seems to have taken a whole different path. But the information I get lately is that the land is going to go back to those who hold the sacred path, and that those who are awake are going to know where to go and what to do, you know, in the days to come. And you know, I got a very clear message here that you know, the Hawaiians are going to get back Hawaii, I kind of see it as the Hawaiians are the people that are walking in that aloha spirit, that are plugged in, that are listening, that are you know, walking the walk, not just talking it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, I do believe this too. consciousness of our ancestors of the Almakua, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming in. They're coming back. They're being born again, you know.
Yeah.
The golden children, like you said, you know. The
mm-hmm.
crystal children, the masters are coming back, and our kings are coming back. And queens.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely, you know, shifts here, you know, and it's coming in strong, and we all need to flow with this change.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like the whole planet itself, the whole universe right now is going through a very big awakening and a shift and a lot of cleanup going on. And, you know, in the end, we will have heaven on Earth, and I think we're going to have heaven throughout the throughout this universe, basically. And, you know, all the old ways of separation and againstness and competition, all those, you know, the greed especially, we're seeing now is coming, it's reached its epic, and now it's unraveling and coming to an end.
Yes.
We need to love it all the way through its demise.
Yes, we do. We're going to love it all the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. All we need is love.
Yeah. Yeah, time for a new program.
Yes, new program, new contract.
Yeah, the old one definitely wasn't working.
No, no work.
Yeah.
We need a new one. Simple. Kind of simple, actually, you know.
You know, it really is. It's amazing. You know, where it's been an awesome interview. I really hope all of this recorded well. And we're running out of time. It's
Thank
coming
you.
Up to the end of the hour.
All right.
Yeah, is there anything you want to say to the audience on closing?
What we say here is, you know, share your breath, share your mana. Don't keep it anymore. We used to keep our mana and our songs to ourselves and not share it. And when I was starting to go out into the world about, you know, 15 years ago, it was, you know, the old ones, my mother was afraid and said, oh, but, you know, what would the elders say? And I said, Mother, someone has to go out and share it. And
mm-hmm.
this is our time. We don't keep our mana or anything, our traditions. We need to share it. And this is how we're going to save and teach our children and our children's children. And I do believe to, you know, save the planet, you know,
yeah.
in the consciousness of sharing, loving, family, tribe, you know, keeping together, community,
mm-hmm.
community. Yeah? Okay, this is what I would like to say. Let's all work together. Yeah. We are all related, aho, you know.
Uh-huh.
We are all related.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if you're one-legged, two-legged, four-legged.
Or, yeah.
Ten-legged.
Or have fins.
Or green skin, blue skin, doesn't matter,
yeah.
you know.
Or have feathers.
Brown skin, red skin, you know, we're all
Purple.
Related.
Yeah.
We all come from the same source. We all return to the same source.
It's such a pleasure, James.
Oh, you thank
know?
You so much for coming
yeah.
on the show. We've got to sign off. I'll get you back on again when we're a little, got a little better line and we can go a little deeper into this.
Okay. Well, I embrace you in spirit and aloha
oh.
to everyone.
Oh, you too. Much love and aloha to you.
Ahoy ho. Aloha. Until we meet again. Ahoy ho.
Ahoy ho. All right. This is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off. Have a great evening, and I'll talk to you again from Hawaii real soon. Have a good evening. Good night.